1965, The Child of the King.
To rest my feet, I ain't too proud to give. said, you're always welcome at this table. She said, brother, you look like you could use a friend. And there's no need to pay if you're not able. Even Jesus, he was a homeless man. Well, she opened up the Word and started reading about the Savior and the woman at the well. She said, it ain't right for me to judge this life you're leading. Only two things can save your soul from hell. Bread and water, man, that's all you need. Bread and water, a place to rest your feet. Don't be too proud to get down on your the bread and water's free. When he bowed his head, he kinda choked up. They spoke every word of a sinner's prayer. He had closed his eyes, and when he opened, he found bread and water waiting there. Bread and water, man, that's all you need. Bread and water, a place to rest your water's free.
Let's take our Bibles this morning and turn to Matthew. Chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. The Lord Jesus Christ gives the parable of the 10 virgins. Want to look at that today. And the kingdom of heaven that he mentions here is in its mystery form with both the wise and the foolish. And it's much like Matthew chapter 13, where you have the parable of the wheat and tares growing up together, and the mustard seed and the leaven that was put in the meal. I believe that these things are going on even today. We have a mixture of truth and error, wise and foolish. And the parable given here by the Lord to his disciples who are listening to him preach. I don't know if you have a red letter edition, but this whole chapter is all red letter. The Lord is preaching. And what he's preaching about here and what he's going to tell them is they need to be ready when the Lord comes. All right, let's look at it. In chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Well, this can apply in reference to our readiness at the rapture of the church or the second coming of Christ. I believe you can apply teaching here to both events. We in the church age are looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, to come for his bride, the church. And we're waiting for that to take place at any time. The nation of Israel at the end of the tribulation time, which takes place after the rapture of the church, at the end of the tribulation time, they will be ready, looking for the Lord to come back. And they need to be ready, like the 5 wise virgins. So we can take this, even though I know the Lord is talking to the nation of Israel here, it's something that we can take and apply to ourselves in the church age, for we're looking for the Lord to come back for the church at any time. By way of interpretation, the 10 virgins profess a common desire. They want to meet the bridegroom. All 10 of them do. They want to meet the bridegroom. Much like Christendom today, you have all kinds of churches today with people in them. Many of them call themselves Christian, but they're not all Christian, but they're all looking for the Lord to come back. Well, how many are ready for the Lord to come back, and how many are foolish like the foolish virgins and don't have what is necessary for when the Lord to come back? All right. The bridegroom, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The 5 wise and the 5 foolish in our passage here depict Israel. Why? The wise had lamps, wicks, and oil. They were ready to use those lamps as they are to be used. The oil is a type of the Holy Spirit without which you cannot be saved. You could have a lamp and you could have a wick, but if you don't have the oil in there, you don't have what you need in order for that lamp to shine brightly for you. Let me take you through several verses here. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, the importance of the Holy Spirit to be in your lamp, okay, if we want to say it that way here this morning. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. These are some good verses for you to have in your arsenal of understanding about the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, like oil in your lamps. Didn't we sing that song this morning? Right? Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, right? Yep. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, what does it say, folks? He is none of his. See how important it is to have the Holy Spirit of God there? And yet, how many people in Christendom, generally speaking, even know anything about the Holy Spirit regenerating them and making them a new creature in Christ Jesus? They have not this knowledge at all. And yet they sit inside the confines of Christianity, and they do not, nor are they ready for the Lord to come back. And they do not have the Holy Spirit, nor are they ready for the Lord to come back. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to kind of go right on through the New Testament here a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. I want you to see the importance of the Holy Spirit in your heart and life. If you don't have any oil in your lamp, you're not ready for the bridegroom to come. And the next verse would be Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Galatians 3 and verse 27. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, I know the name of the Holy Spirit is not mentioned there, but the work of the Holy Spirit is he baptizes you or immerses you into Christ. The split second you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit does a work of immersing you into Christ. And as a result, you have put on Christ. How many people in Christendom today, they go to church week in and week out, and the pastor never tells them of how to put on Christ through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and have the Spirit of God regenerate them and baptize them into Christ. And by the way, the baptism there is not water baptism. All right? It's a spiritual baptism whereby you are immersed in a spiritual sense into Jesus Christ. You say, well, you're a Baptist church. You always want to baptize people. That's true. But I'm going to tell you what. I can dunk you into water 1,000 times, and it won't put you into Christ until you personally, by faith in your heart, trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's at that point that you are immersed into Jesus Christ. So then you say, well, then why do you do the water baptism? That's a picture of what's already happened inside. It's a public testimony to everyone who sees you get baptized that I have been identified together with the Lord in his death, burial, and resurrection. So that's why we put you under the water and we bring you back up out of the water to show death, burial, and resurrection in Jesus Christ. And that's just a public testimony. Again, I could do that 1,000 times to you, and it's not going to get you any closer to heaven than the first time done or the 1,000th time done. You've got to have Jesus Christ in your heart through faith in Christ. By faith, trust him. All right, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And starting at verse 4, we're going to look at 4, 5, and 6. Ephesians 4, verse 4. There is one body. We've been looking at this in Sunday school. There is one body. And by the way, that's a spiritual body of believers all gathered together. You know, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, kind of look up here at me. Are you saved? If you died right now, do you know for sure where you're going to spend eternity? You say, Pastor, yes, I'm saved. And I'll ask you, how do you know you're saved? You'll say, because I've trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior from sin. And the Bible says that I therefore now have eternal life. Okay. Do you know what? If that is true about you this morning, you are a member of this spiritual body of Christ. I'm not talking about our membership here at Ray Street Baptist Church. By the way, I think I have the list of all the members that are members of our church on the bulletin board back there. Take a look, see if your name's on there. If it isn't on there, you need to talk to me about that, okay? You ought to be a member of a local church. But more importantly than that, are you a member of this spiritual body in Christ Jesus? If not, you're not ready for the bridegroom to come. You have no oil in your lamp. Then the next thing it says, and one Spirit. There's one body and one Spirit. And that's a capital S there. There is only one Spirit who does this work of putting us all together in the body of Christ. That's the Holy Spirit. And in the Bible, oil is a type of the Holy Spirit of God. You can see that throughout the whole Old Testament. Whenever oil is there, that's a type of the Holy Spirit of God. One Spirit. You better have that oil in your lamp or you're not ready for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back. You might have a lamp of Christianity and traditions and everything else, but if you don't have oil in that lamp, you don't have the necessary ingredient to be ready when the bridegroom comes. Even verse 4 says, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. That's a spiritual hope. I'm looking forward to the day when we all are grabbed out of this world and taken home to be with the Lord. That's one hope that we all have in our calling. Verse 5, one Lord, and that's our Savior Jesus Christ. There's not two Lords, there's one Lord. And if you don't know this Lord as your personal Savior, you don't have the oil in your lamp ready to go. One faith. You know, there's only one way in order to go through Christ, in order to have salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is one way only. Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter what church you belong to. They're all roads lead to Rome, they want to say, or all roads lead to heaven. No, they don't. Only one road leads to heaven. And it's a spiritual road. It's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone, no other way. You know what? Christianity, and I'm talking about real Christianity, is exclusive. It's exclusive. It only offers one way, not many ways. Well, you know, it really doesn't matter if you think that's the one way. I can't judge you and say you're not going to heaven. No, you can judge. If they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they are not ready for heaven. They don't have the oil in their lamp like they should. It goes on, one baptism. Now, I just told you about the Spirit baptism, how He immerses you into Christ. That's the most important one that you need. Yes, we have a water baptism, which is kind of like a ritual thing that we do. But like I said, I could do that 1,000 times. It is of no value unless you have this spiritual baptism where you're immersed into Christ the split second you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Wow, how about that? Is this God in you? If not, you're not ready. You don't have the oil in your lamp for the bridegroom to come. This God needs to be in you. And the Father is in you, and the Son is in you, and the Holy Spirit is in you. The split second you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have the indwelling of the triune God. The day you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. How about it? You got that? You have it? You have the oil in your lamp? These wise virgins had lamps, wicks, and oil. Let's take a look at, one more place. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Keep on going to your right. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. This is a great statement of our salvation and how it's done. It's not done by works or because you deserve it. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. There's the oil you need in your lamp, a washing of regeneration. Now that's a spiritual washing. Again, you know, water baptism isn't going to do it. You've got to have that washing of regeneration, which is done by the Spirit of God, the split second you trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And renewing, He makes you brand new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You're a new creation, new creature in Christ Jesus when you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And how is it done? By the renewing of the Holy Ghost. I wonder, you got oil in your lamp? I do. I got it when I was 10 years old, trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I got oil in my lamp. I'm ready for the Lord to come back. And these five wise virgins were ready for the bridegroom to come in our parable here in Matthew 25. But there were five foolish ones. They had lamps. They had wicks. But no oil. See, they had their lamp. They had their wicks just like the five wise ones did. That, to me, speaks of an outward testimony. They had an outward testimony that they were virgins waiting for the bridegroom to come. But they were missing a very important ingredient. No oil for their lamp. Their lamps and wicks went out when the cry came. Notice in our passage, now back in Matthew chapter 25, at verse 6, it says, at midnight there was a cry made. You know, you can make something of that a little bit. Midnight. You know why? All these 10 virgins were together here, five wise, five foolish, five with oil, five without oil. And they began to sleep and just take up the time until the bridegroom came. And then it says at midnight. That's an interesting thing. You know, there's a ministry. They have a little magazine that they put out. They call it The Midnight Cry. The Midnight Cry. And what their ministry is about, it's all about prophecy. It's all about signs of the times that tell us that we're getting closer to the time when the Lord's going to return, both for the church, also for the nation of Israel. At the end of the tribulation time, there's going to be signs there for them too. Folks, I believe that we are almost at that midnight hour. That's all I'm going to do with that, and just take that out of there. Are we not getting closer to that midnight hour when the cry is going to go out, the bridegroom cometh? The Lord's coming. We're told we're going to hear a trumpet sound and the voice of God, voice of the archangel. And we're going to be gathered out. Are you ready? If you don't have any oil in your lamp, you're not ready. If you have not had the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart and life from the moment you trusted Christ as Savior, then you're not ready. You need to get saved now. These five foolish had lamps and wicks. They had an outward testimony, but no oil. And the midnight cry went out. The bridegroom cometh. You know, their lamps went out when the cry came. Notice verse 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Yeah, they put fire to the wick. And the wick probably flickered for a little time there. But it went out. And you know why? They had no oil. No oil. The wise lit their wicks, and their wicks just burned brightly. They were ready to go. You know, these lamps with the fire going out reminds us of good works and membership will not avail in that day. Traditions of the church will not be good enough. How are you this morning? What are you trusting in to get to heaven? Because there's two ways you're going to meet this day. Either by death, you're going to die one of these days. Are you ready? Or the rapture of the church is going to take place. Are you ready? If you have no oil in your lamp, you're not ready. You say, yeah, well, I go to church. I do good things. I'm trying the best I can. You know, you can try the best you can. It's not going to be good enough. You know why? Because you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word come short means to miss the mark. You miss the mark of the glory of God. You need salvation. You need somebody to do for you what you can't do for yourself. You need to be saved. Isn't it interesting? This time of the year, everybody's celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And yet how many of them know him as their personal Savior? How many have said, I've trusted Jesus Christ to save me from my sin? I see at this time of the year more sin going on than in any other time of the year. All in celebration of the supposed Savior. I say supposed because he's not their Savior. He's my Savior. Do you know how much drinking and debauchery and wickedness is going on in celebration of this right now? Do you realize what's going on? They're not ready. Oh, they got their lamp and their wicks, but no oil in their lamps. They got an outward traditions and testimony, but nothing inside that's going to get them through and save their soul. And when they, these five foolish, when they would go to get oil, as it says here, they missed the bridegroom's coming. And therefore they missed the marriage. It playing out was too late for them. How is it with you? I hope you're ready. I hope you've let the Spirit of God do a work in your heart. And if you're sitting here this morning and you have any conviction at all about, you know what, I'm not sure, Pastor, if I'm ready to go. I'm not really sure. I don't recall a time in my life when I acknowledge my sinful, lost, hell-deserving, you hear that? Hell-deserving condition, and cried out by faith to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save my soul. That's a working of the Holy Spirit of God in your heart and mind. If that's going on in your mind as you hear me preach, if you're on the internet listening to me, that's the Spirit of God working in your heart and life to get you to the place to bring you to salvation. He brings you to the foot of the cross, makes you see a Savior dying there in your place for your sin. And he's saying to you, you need to trust him as your Savior. Trust him. Believe in him now. Don't put it off. Or you're just like these foolish virgins. The time will come, the cry will come out, and you're not ready. And while you try to find oil, you don't have it in time. You miss the bridegroom's coming. These five wise virgins, they're ready. Their lamps are ready. And back in those days, the custom was you had to have a lamp. Okay? This is just one of the things that they did at marriage feasts and so forth. You had to have that lamp in order to be invited in. And if you didn't have the oil in there, you weren't ready. Wow. How about, are you ready? What if the Lord should come today? Are you ready? If not, get ready. Trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and get that lamp of yours filled with oil so that when the midnight cry comes, you'll not hear this where in verse 12, they knocked on the door and after the door was shut, they cried out, Lord, Lord, open to us. I can't help but think of Noah's day. When Noah built that ark, and all the animals came in, and Noah's family came in. And the Bible says that the Lord shut the door. The Lord shut the door. I can't imagine that there was any handle on the outside or anything like that. The Lord shut the door. And we learned last week how that they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You know, that flood of Noah's day really happened. And if you don't believe it, just go out for a drive this afternoon and look at all the damage that the flood did. All the mountains, all the valleys. And if you really want to take a long trip, go to the Grand Canyon this afternoon. Make sure you're back in time for church tonight. But go to the Grand Canyon. I've never been there. I've only seen pictures. My brother lives out there. I can't wait. I'm trying to get out there sometime to visit with him. And the thing I want to do after I say hi to him and everything in the family, I want to go to the Grand Canyon. I really do. That is a beautiful example of the destruction that the flood of Noah's day caused on the face of this earth. The evolutionists want to say, and the uniformitarians, they want to say that that happened with the Colorado River, millions and millions of years of it digging this out. No, I believe it happened in just a few months. A few months. And of course, there were years after the flood, there were constant consequences of the flood and everything and water being held up and then letting loose and coming down through there. All kinds of things can be shown that this is the result of Noah's flood. We call it Noah's flood. It was God's flood, all right? It was God's universal flood. He destroyed this whole world with a flood. And many were not ready, even though Noah preached for 120 years and sought to get people to be ready. The midnight cry came out and they weren't ready. And only, what, 8 souls. Only 8 souls. You know, the Bible says, few there be that find it. Isn't that something? You know what? If you're sitting within the hearing of my voice, here or on the internet, and the Lord is working on, there you go, all right, the bridegroom coming, and the Lord's working on your heart. Someone's cell phone just went off, for those of you who didn't hear that. And the Lord's working on your heart. You need to respond to that call now. Right now, let the Lord Jesus Christ save your lost soul and give you eternal life, home in heaven, a new life. And you know, all the troubles and problems we go through one of these days, they're going to be over when he takes us home, like the bridegroom takes the 5 wise virgins in. You know, they were safe inside. Noah and his family were safe inside the ark, and it took them through the judgment. The judgment is coming. Hell awaits. Get the oil. Get the oil in your lamp and trim it. The Lord is coming, and be ready. Don't be found not ready and have to hear the Lord's. This is what I was going to say. In verse 12, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Wow, that's in the Bible. The Lord's going to say that to people someday. It's not only there, but it's other places as well. There's many who say, Lord, we've done many wonderful works in your name. And the Lord's going to say to them in that day, depart from me, I never knew you. Yes, you may have had the outward trimmings of religion, Christianity, but you had no oil in your lamp. You don't have what's really necessary in order for the Lord to say, I know you, come on in. He doesn't know you if you're not saved. Oh, get saved today. Let him be your Savior. The best preacher you can ever have is one who will challenge you to make sure that you're saved. Imagine going all your life to a denominational church or whatever where the pastor does not ever teach the gospel and listen to his messages every week and he never challenges you to make sure you've got oil in your lamp. Make sure you got salvation in your heart. If not, you need to take care of that today. Well, how is it? How's your heart? I'm going to sing a song for you this morning. I asked my son to come. And you've heard me sing this song before. But I want to know, how is your heart? How about your heart? Is it ready to meet the Lord? Do you have the oil in your lamp? If not, you need to do that today. You can talk to me after the service, talk to my wife or anyone else that you trust that to talk to about these things. If you're not saved, ask them to help you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today. If you're listening on the internet, right where you're at, right there, call upon the Savior to be your Savior from sin and He will do His work and you'll have oil in your lamp and be ready for the bridegroom to come. Let me sing this for you.
how about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today. Is it black with sin?
I pray that if there's any here whose heart isn't right, they have no oil in their lamp, that today would be the day of salvation for them. May the Spirit of God be free to continue to work in their heart until they bow their head and by faith trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And then be ready for the midnight cry. For the bridegroom cometh, he does, he's coming. He told us that. May they be ready. Thank you for those who are here this morning as the wise virgins with oil in their lamp, ready for the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Keep us safe as we go our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.